You know, that probably actually really sums up the year that was.
The noise I just made?
Yeah, or the fact that you forgot that you need to record the podcast so that we can actually let our listeners hear it.
Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade. Helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Hello, listeners.
I thought it might have been the noise I made just before I pressed the record button, which went a bit like,
Pretty well. That's 2020 summed up in a sigh.
We're almost there, Coxie.
Oh, so close. We still feel so far.
So close, we can not quite touch it. So this is our last episode for 2020, Nicole.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm really ready to give the year away and move on to a new one. And I'm not good at lasts. I don't like lasts, even though I know it's not a permanent last.
No, and I find it a bit weird and arbitrary, to be honest, because in 3 days, it's just 3 days. It's the calendar has a different number on it, but nothing's changed.
No, we haven't changed.
We've got all the same COVID stuff. We've got all the same government handouts and economic uncertainty and BS going on with censorship online and people that haven't paid their invoice and mountains of paperwork in your office, and none of that changes. And I think the opportunity is, despite it being arbitrary and me sounding like a whinging old man again, is just that shift in headspace can often shift things just because we choose to look at it differently because it happens to be the 1st of January, or maybe the 2nd if you had a big enough hangover. So I have a question for you, Coxie.
Fire away.
And I would see, normally you jump in, it's like, hey, Waz, what about this, that, or the other? I'm like, maybe next time, like, can you give me some advance warning before we press record, Coxie? Because I sound like a dickhead. Don't know what I'm talking about. So I have a question for you today. It's not just a bit of one-upmanship. But when I typed up the working title for today's episode, I was taking some notes on what we were going to discuss, just to give me a bit of a prompt, as I often do for our episodes. And all I put in my notes box, listeners, was hashtag word. So, Coxie, my question to you is, if you could sum up 2020 as a hashtag, what do you reckon it might be for you?
I would hashtag growth, as wanky as that sounds. And I was going to use some really big ones and explicit ones.
Sorry. That was chuckling.
You can't tell me that you and I haven't gone through a massive period of growth. And I don't mean business growth. I mean personal growth.
We've done both, actually, not surprisingly.
Well, we have.
And there is a big ding dong message in there for those of you listening to this. If you're listening to this on the 29th, hello. Thank you for being with us right till the end of the year.
It's pretty cool.
But personal growth and I guess self-mastery, but I guess personal growth we often see go hand in hand with business growth, Coxie.
Most definitely.
And growth in relationships and so many other things. So I like it. That's a great hashtag growth.
There you are. Please don't make it a hashtag because it's just a bit wanky and it's not really what we're about here at Tradies in Business.
And I bet someone's already made hashtag growth.
I'm sure
growth.
They have. And in fact, I don't probably actually want to see what's on the hashtag growth. Thank you very much. So let's not do that one. I'm going to change it.
Listeners, if you're bored over the break, go search hashtag growth and send Coxie some of the pictures.
Please don't.
It'll either be people with really big muscles or people with
really big things.
Other things like sunflowers.
sunflowers. All right, enough of this nonsense. What's your word of the year or hashtag of the year?
Well, I promise I didn't prepare for this, but I think this popped out in a conversation you and I had the other day, and I'm sticking with it. And I think I've actually outdone you on the wankerish nature of my hashtag word, and it is hashtag transformation.
We're pretty similar, aren't they?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's most definitely a wanker word, but I don't know a business that hasn't had to transform or a person that hasn't had to transform in one form this year. It's a good point.
And you and I have witnessed some amazing transformations amongst our community, our clients, some of our members' relationships, the way they run their businesses. They've had to, oh my gosh, dare I say, pivot during 2020 thanks to COVID. And actually, it's got nothing to do with COVID. It's thanks to a bunch of stupid humans that have made life a little interesting for a lot of other humans. And so there has been a lot of transformation amongst the people around us. And I know personally, you and I have been through just a couple of things throughout the year off air.
Just a few.
I was chatting to a mate of mine just in the past week, and he's gone through a fair bit of funky stuff in his life. And we were talking about stress levels and things that lead to stress. And we were chatting on video call because he lives in another state and that's how we do things these days. And he kind of looked at me out of the screen and grinned, and he said, "But you haven't had any stress this year, have you, Woz? It's all been pretty cruisy for you, mate."
Of course it is.
We had a good chuckle about that. So I think there's a few of you listening to this that could probably identify with that. And as always, I'm going to turn this into a teaching opportunity or a learning opportunity for you listening to this, because this is not just about entertainment, this podcast. And I'm pretty proud, Coxie, of the fact that throughout this entire year, I was scrolling back through our episodes, we've sworn a lot, we've produced a lot of content, we've covered a lot of different topics.
We have.
We've had a lot of different guests from all sorts of industries and backgrounds and belief systems. And I'm actually proud of the fact that we provide what we get told, at least, is entertaining content. Sometimes I think that's a bit of a dubious claim.
I think people are being kind.
And we almost always manage to find some sort of insight or inspiration or something you can apply in your business, listeners, or in your life, whether that's personal or professional. And I'm actually proud of that, Coxie, because we're not just here for a giggle and a bit of vanity. We're actually here to inspire change. It's in our little audio sting to educate and inspire change. And I think we really work very hard to stay true to that label, and I think we do a damn good job of it. So I love hearing from our listeners when they send us little photos of the fact that they're listening to a particular episode. It's like, oh my gosh, I needed to hear this today. And I'm like, yes,
yeah.
My bent for finding the little learning amongst the crap is is paying off. So hopefully you've got something out of today around transformation or growth. And maybe you look back and reflect on your year, listeners, your year, and remember some of the things you've been through and worked through and how that could actually set you up for a cracking 2021.
I know that. So some of the things I wanted to cover today was our favorite episodes. And I think you and I probably might even share some getting in first now that I've got control of the mic for a moment. And you're drinking water, so you can't say anything.
This on?
One of our guests, I don't generally have a favorite. And this year's probably no exception, but I do have one very dear to my heart. And that's the Amy Jones podcast episode. And I know that that, not just the episode, but her entire year working with us this year has really provided a massive personal and business transformation for them, as we've seen in so many of our other clients. Mm. But if I was to bring it right back to a podcast episode, that one, and I guess the understanding of the transformation that came for her through doing the podcast was fantastic. Renata and Luke are another one of our drawing board members who joined us. And through doing the podcast, Tom said the same sort of thing too. When Tom joined us, they really had those moments of clarity and realization of how much they'd transformed, how much they'd grown and changed over the period of time. So of all the episodes this year, they're my favorite ones, the ones with our clients, and giving them an opportunity to speak about their experience has been really quite exciting. What's been your favorite episode?
I always struggle to pick a favorite episode. And I think what I would have to say is a favorite kind of episode, Coxie, which is the real tradie wives and the real tradie guys of all the years that we've been producing this podcast and the literally hundreds of interviews that we've done on the show. I always come back to the listeners, the episodes we do with our listeners, with our clients, that are taking the things that they hear and striving to apply them somehow as best they can to get that shift. And people like Amy Jones, just they do epitomize that intent, I suppose, and also the results. You know, there's some people who are doing things well, not perfectly, but doing things well and getting the results. I mean, it's no surprise to you and I. That's why we talk about the things that we do. That's why we have our coaching programs and our mentoring programs. We got some really cool stuff planned for 2021, Coxie, that we're both very excited to roll out. And we have actually been busting our asses the last couple of months of this year to try and bring it all together in time for the start of the new year. But I really do think it says, and we've had some fantastic guests on the show as well, not to take away from them, but I think for everyday people who are mum and dad business owners, their fathers, their mothers, their husbands, their wives, they're small business owners, they're employers of people, they're contributing to their school communities, their local communities, they're honestly, as wanky as this sounds, they're everyday heroes, Coxie, and that is my favorite class of episodes, I suppose. I mean, I could scroll back through the list and probably pick a couple of standouts, but I think Amy Jones and Andrew Janes was a good one from Accelerate Auto.
Yes.
I had the privilege of actually working one-on-one with him and his partner for a number of years in their business and sort of watching them go through a lot of growth and transformation. There you go. and, you know, this is a guy that literally started out as a man in a van and they now have a bloody big business and a very different enterprise to what they had when they started out. And they have had to clear a lot of personal hurdles around headspace and relationship stuff and everything. So, you know, I think there are a couple of standouts for me, Coxie. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to pick a favourite.
All right, I've got a different question for you then. Most surprising guest?
I really should have prepared for this.
The point is that you didn't get to prepare, mostly because I've already got answers.
Most surprising guest would be... Oh, I remember actually exclaiming about one of our interviews, but I can't recall who it was, Coxie, which is terrible.
That's okay. I'll fill the gap while you do your thinking music in your brain.
Yeah, thanks.
My most surprising guests, there were two of the year. were the boys from Roost Talk. They blew me away with how funny they were, how open they were, how interesting their background and their story was. And I don't think we covered all of it on the podcast, but I did really enjoy that. And then probably, again, coming back to some of those real tradie stories, some of those really surprised me. I didn't have a clue to what might come out. It's amazing when the microphones turn on what sometimes comes out during those interviews. But yeah, totally. Definitely those the two boys from Roost Talk really made me laugh. Their comment about things you shouldn't stick in holes might be a big topic of conversation in our house.
Yeah, I used that one at the gym the other night, actually, and gave a bit of a safety talk to somebody in our weightlifting funny. Gym. I had a few people in stitches. I actually think and it's a fairly recent episode, was Alistair from Everscapes.
Yeah.
That actually probably didn't go as I expected.
No.
And in a good way.
Yeah, totally. It was quite surprising.
Yeah, and I think, his comment basically about, he probably wasn't anticipating sharing that much on the episode. So thanks, Alistair, for doing that, mate, if you're listening to this one. So that was probably my most surprising coxie in a good way.
I liked how deep we went with some of our guests this year. I felt that more of those stories about purpose and life are starting to come out. Tomorrow Man was another one that I really enjoyed, where we had some pretty big conversations around gents and ensuring that they've got time and space to express in a safe environment. I did really enjoy that one as well.
And do you remember that when COVID really hit, we did daily episodes from the 1st of April, or the 2nd of April, I think.
Yes.
Through to the end of June.
That was incredible. I'm still really proud of us for doing that. That was a lot of fun and a lot of hard work.
I was knackered by the end of that stretch, Coxie.
It was a big stretch. There's a lot of episodes there, and they're some of the episodes we got the best feedback about and still do. Still quite common that we'll talk to somebody about the podcast and they say, you have no idea how much that helped during that time. So I'm really pleased that was a decision that we made when we made it.
It has definitely been an interesting year. There's a lot of things that didn't happen as well for Tradies in Business as an enterprise. We had planned a massive national roadshow for 2020, Coxie, and we didn't quite manage to pull that one off. Not just because I moved 2,000 miles away from you in the middle of a pandemic, but also because we're actually not allowed to go anywhere. So, yeah, our stadium tour kind of got cancelled.
It's coming back. I promise it's coming back.
It's still alive. It's in a little shoebox under the bed. And we are going to breathe some more life into it and resuscitate the crap out of that thing. But it's coming in a different format. We've got some cool stuff planned for 2021. So that was something that didn't happen in 2020, Coxie. It's probably a few things that didn't happen for me personally that I thought I would do this year. Largely due to COVID. Also just some personal stuff that didn't really unfold the way I anticipated. Had a big event sort of at the back end of the year that threw me for a bit of a loop. But I do still come back to that whole my fabulously wanky hashtag, Coxie, of transformation because, it could have just been another boring-ass year.
Could have been. I haven't had one of those for a really long time. Could we just lock and load a few of those for the next few years, please?
So actually, that leads me to a question then, Coxie. What's your wish for 2021?
That's a good question. I don't think I've had time to pause and really reflect on it. I guess my wish would be to continue along the path that's becoming very clear to you and I in business. Tradies in Business is not just a business to us. It's very much a way of life, and I love what we do here and the people that we work with. And I'd love to see that path expand to a highway. That'd be awesome, because it means that we would be helping more tradies. So if that looks like the podcast gets heard by more people, or the free group has more members in, or we get to work with some more amazing tradies and prevent some of that overwhelm and gut busting, to use our two big tag phrases, that would make me incredibly happy for this year. How about you?
I think for me, Coxie, it comes down to something I chased for many years in business, and I don't think I ever really found it. And I think I was probably looking too hard in places it wasn't likely to be. And it was discussed on a podcast episode that I referenced earlier, 188. We talked about the concept of flow. And do you know what? I'm actually feeling like, at least for me, that my life is moving closer to finding a state of flow, whether that's business, personal. And I think the signs of that is the fact that I feel like I'm bush bashing through blackberries at the moment and getting torn to shreds on all the thorns whilst being chased by a wild pig and shot at from soldiers out of a helicopter or something. So I must be getting close, Coxie. But yeah, I do actually have a sense that, you know, maybe just over the next ridge, I'll find that river and just drop my blown up goon bag in and just float down the river for a while and enjoy the ride. So that's probably what my wish is for 2021, that I find a bit more flow.
Nice.
In my life, and not pushing so hard to make things happen.
I'd like to hear what our listeners' wish is for the new year. We're still hanging around on Facebook because apparently we're sad like that. We've got nothing better to do. So if you've listened to today's episode and you thought, okay, I've probably got a hashtag, or I've got a wish for the new year, we would love you to share it. You can share it in the group. You can share it on Facebook, wherever you see the podcast shared, maybe drop it in the comments. It'll be the easiest way. It's even on Instagram. So please drop us a comment. Let us know what you're up to. Are you feeling wishy? Have you not got to that stage yet? Are you still sort of on the hustle in between Christmas and New Year? Are you going to make some time to sit down and dream and think about what you wish might be for the new year? I'm really keen to hear from you all. And you know where to find us. All of the social sites, Tradies and Business. We have the big private group. If you're a new listener, you won't have heard about this. Facebook private group, free to join. Lots of interesting information in there all of the time. We keep the sharks out of there. It's very nice. Everybody's a bit cuddly, which is the way it should be. It's a good supportive area to play in. So please come and join us there. Otherwise, you can find us online, tradiesandbusiness.com.au. And I'd probably like to wrap up today with a very heartfelt thank you to you, Mr. Warwick Bidwell, for working so hard behind the scenes to continually edit, polish, put pretty bits in the middle, upload, write awesome content, and get this podcast out there, because without you, it wouldn't happen. It'd just be you and I talking in a vacuum and nobody would hear a thing.
We do a bit of that as well, Coxie.
We do a bit. But I appreciate how hard you've worked on it this year. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate your appreciation, Coxie. And you know what? I tried to do this podcast on my own for a short period of time. A few years ago now, I thought, I lost my co-host basically. And I thought, well, that's okay. I can get on with it. And it sucked. So I couldn't do this without you, Coxie.
Thank you.
I have received so much feedback, both formally and incidentally, from people about how well you and I work together. And I think so much of the value in this show comes from your ability to probably inspire me to do the editing and want to keep going with it and want to keep doing it. I mean, 6 years of doing this is a bloody long time to keep creating a show like this. And every week, I mean, we've missed a few weeks here and there, but By and large, every single week there's new content going up, and it has been a lot of freaking work. I don't even want to think about how many hours has gone into producing this, in addition to the recording. So without you, Coxie, there is no Tradies in Business podcast.
That's kind.
It is a double act. So
very much, I agree.
I want to say thank you for your inspiration and probably also for the accountability to keep it going.
You're welcome.
The pineapples. Coxie pineapples. And I want to give a thank you to you, listeners. This is pointless without seeing the little numbers on the insights on our hosting software that tells us people are actually downloading and listening to this thing. So keep it going. If you want to hear more of us, make sure you stay subscribed. If you're not subscribed, go and do that in iTunes. Particularly is still the best platform to make sure that you get the up-to-date episodes. Spotify is probably the next best thing at the moment. But do subscribe. You'll get notified when new episodes come out. And as Coxie said, you know, we're here. We're on social media. We're a couple of sad business people that are still checking our social media accounts on the 29th of December. And I'm married to a healthcare worker who can't take leave over Christmas. So whatever.
Yeah, good point.
So thank you for listening. Thank you to those of you who have actually interacted with us. If you've ever thought about, you know, sending a message to a couple of podcast hosts, do it. Please. Don't hold back. We want to hear from you. We're not that scary. And who knows, you could be the next Amy Jones or one of our other real tradie guys, real tradie wives. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got a story to tell, and I hope you have a fabulous story to tell at the end of 2021 as well.
Thank you for listening. It's great to have your ear holes listening to our rumble pie jumble holes stuff. Really appreciate you listening in. Thank you.
Hello.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.